All right, you guys looked over to your dollar. What's the Rid's position? The Rid has that. The Rid has like the rush, but he for some reason wants that wall to continue going out. Why? 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 Why does he want that wall? Who cares? What's the difference there? I started from the Maskana. Because the Maskana, I would say, if you look at it, you do see some idea. It's like a disparate doorway. You know what I mean? It's got like elements of doorway in it, but it's not unified. But the Havamina, right? The Havamina would make a very compelling. Havamina would make a lot of sense because you could say, you have, like as Zev is saying, you have competing elements here, right? You have this thing's doing A and this thing's doing B. How can that be considered a doorway? So if we look at a doorway as a unit, then you can have a problem here because now you have competing elements. But if you say no, you can actually have like disparate components of a doorway, and they could be by virtue of, as Darius is saying, I don't like the word communicating with each other, but they're constructed in a way where they have some type of relationship with each other. So then that's enough to produce a mechayev mezuzah. All right, Rapapa.
Rapapa ikla lebe mar.
Shmuel. Ella.
Ella pitzim
echa. Mismola. Okay, so you got to be very careful with this case. So what happens? So Rapapa goes to the bayis of Mar Shmuel, and what does he see? He has like this bizarre looking room, right? Doesn't matter what it looked like. He had one patsim, right? So he had one pillar, right? Mismola. So the pillar, right? That defined area was left of the entrance. Okay. Okay. So keep going. The Gemara. But Avi delay. But Avi mezuzah.
So Amar.
So
Amar lady man. So who is he like? Krevi
Meir.
Krevi Meir.
Who holds that if I have one patsim, it's still chayv mezuzah. So Amar to Amar.
Amar to Amar Rabbi Meir. Miyamar.
Right, but where Meir was only talking about when it's on the left side, now it's on the right side. So we have no idea what the Gemara is talking about at this point because we never had any discussion yet about the side the mezuzah is supposed to go on. It's taken as a given that where does the mezuzah go? Well, right. Okay, based on how you enter. Okay, so look at this. So Maihi, so this is unbelievable. How do you know that you spoke the mezuzah on the right side? Where does that come from? How do you know you spoke the mezuzah up on the right side of the doorway? Is it... No. Isn't it amazing that... no. Isn't it amazing... it's amazing how the Gemara waits until now, right? Which is basically... This is the last chunk of before the Gemara goes back into Safra stuff. It waits until now to tell us this, what would seem to be a critical issue, okay? Which side of the mezuzah go on? Goes on the right side. How do you know such a thing to be true? The Gemara says, I'll tell you how. Now, we got to go very slow here.
Be'asecha?
Okay. So it says in the Torah, Uksav Tam Al Mezuzos Beisecha. Okay? Now read Beisecha to mean Be'asecha, which is the way that you come in. And how do you come in?
How do you get in?
So what do you mean you come in from the right? Okay, so right, it's interesting. So when you first read the Gemara, you would think it means that somehow you make your body like this, like to the right, and walk this way. That's absurd. So but the Gemara senses this problem. Look at the Gemara says. It says, Ata Omer.
Ata Omer min hayamin. O eno ella mismol.
Well, 1 second. How do you know it's from the right? Whoever said that we enter the house on the right. Maybe we enter the house from the left. Meaning, where is there any indication? No, you got to understand the real question here. Forget the logistics of how you walk in on the right. That's not the question. The question is, what's the real question here?
How do we choose right over left?
Because...
Going in is not...
Because there's nothing in the word itself that tells us anything about which side to put the mezuzah on. It says bevesecha. That's going to tell you exactly which side to put it on. There's nothing in the word itself. Right? What kind of thing is that? Does it make any sense? What's the hafamina here? Then the Gemara says, Tamal Omar. Right, so that's a very funny answer. The Gemara says, bevesecha. Well, 1 second, but it just said that. Right? It just said, again, Beisacha, right? Biasacha mina yamin. Gemara says, 1 second. Ata omer mina yamin. O enela bismal. So Gemara says, Tamil Omar, Beisacha. We still haven't answered the question yet. How does Beisacha teach this to you? So Gemara says, I'll tell you what. My Talmuda, go on. Biasacha. Okay, so it turns out the way a person does go in is with the right, okay? But what does that mean from the right? Diamina akar. Okay, what does that mean?
The person uproots his foot from the right.
Right. So when you're standing in front of your door, okay, I'm just gonna play this out, okay. In other words, let's say I'm about to walk into Clara's house, right? So the Gemara is saying is that I'm walking up your steps, I stop in front of your door, right? Right, exactly. Then I put my right foot in, right? Which would therefore exclude the case of if I was just walking normally, right? What I don't think a person actually paces themselves when they walk normally to ensure their right foot is their foot.
Stop at the door to
open. One second. So now, remember, now this is classic and simple methodology when it comes to mezuzah and tefillin. This is classic methodology here. We want to first try to present a natural way of learning out from the pasuk. I'm putting that in major quotes. Natural. Be'isecha, right? Now the Gemara says, but if you don't like that, there's another way you can learn, okay? Which is from this pasuk. I'm waiting for a beautiful sara. Go on. Vayikach.
Yehoyada.
Vayikov chor bedalto. Miyamin. Bevo ish beis Hashem. Right? Which means what? What does that mean? When you went into the Azara from the Tzad Mizrach to walking to the west, you'd always see the Aron on your right side. So just like you'd see the Aron on your right side, where does the mezuzah belong? But I'm saying you would like. Right, exactly. You wouldn't see it, but it's here. It's like off center. Okay. So just like that's the case, so too, your mezuzah should be on the right side. Yikes. This is not easy. This is not easy to answer. What was the Gemara trying to do at first? The Gemara says, Bevesecha, Biasecha is min Yamin. And the Gemara says, what do you mean it's from the Yamin? It could also be from the small.
Right.
You're right. It says Besecha. And then it says, oh, but let's requalify that. What does Besecha mean? Derech Biasecha, which is when the person chooses to go in and uses his right foot first. Well, first of all, I don't know if that's true. Right? But I guess
if it was, that would be very good, though.
Like, right, right.
Intrinsic reasoning.
But if that's true, then why didn't the Gemara just put that foot forward, so to speak? Get it? Thank you. Why did the Gemara just start off with that? Why would the Gemara take us down the road of leaving this in this vague, like, Biasecha means Derech Yamin, and then, what could be small, and then say, oh, no, what we meant to say was, you start off with your right foot.
Right?
To understand the first thing. We up to this point in time, the Gemara has only talked about the fact that a Pesach requires a mezuzah. That we know. Meaning, if I have an entranceway, right, doorway, we know that automatically there's a chiyuv mezuzah. Okay. What we also know is that the way that in general, we know that there's two kinds of, there's two functions that doors have. There's doors primarily used for entering, so to speak, or exiting, meaning a door to your house, we're going to say is a door made for entering. That's its primary role, right? So far, so good? Okay. Okay. So here's what's interesting. Okay. What the Gemara wants to first do, I think, is that it's looking at the action of entering, per se, right, and the position of the mezuzah as being two completely separate things. Okay, meaning the fact that I enter, right, my act of entering and where the mezuzah belongs at first have nothing to do with each other. Okay? So the first step the Gemara wants to do is, to use obvious term, it wants to unite the idea of a Maisa Kenisa with the placement of the mezuzah. Okay? You know, that's far. That's the first thing the Gemara wants to do. Okay, the Gemara wants to unite. The first step it wants to take is it wants to show you that again, this is where you were good but wrong, good and wrong at the same time. Okay, a Maisa Kenisa can never produce a chiyuv of mezuzah itself, but what it can do is it can tell you which side to put it on. So the first thing the Gemara wants to do is it wants to unite the act of entering with the idea of position of the mezuzah. The only problem is that, as the Gemara first tells you, there's nothing in the word itself that's going to tell me. There's nothing in it that naturally tells me which side it's going to be on. But the first step the Gemara wants to show you is that now in determining the side that a mezuzah will go on, we're going to use Maisa Kenisa. So this is where Maisa Kenisa plays a role. It has nothing to do with producing a chiyuv of a mezuzah itself. That's impossible. But what it can tell me is when it comes to where I put the mezuzah, I'm going to use this determinant called the way a guy enters and telling me where the mezuzah goes. Okay? You understand?
Yeah, how do you learn that from
the mezuzah, though? Derech biasecha, meaning how you go in will now tell me something about where the mezuzah is going to go. It just that it's, but it doesn't tell me which side. There's nothing in how I go in that's going to tell me which side.
It tells me that the mice is going to determine.
Exactly, right. That's the first step in the Gemara. The Gemara, see, it's beautiful. The Gemara is trying to unite the two. It's trying to say, okay, we know, of course this Pesach requires a mezuzah, right? But now you have this idea of a side. I don't care why that has to be the case, but you have an idea of side, okay? Well, what's going to generate which side to put it on? Oh, the Maisa Kenisa. But Biasecha, all I can tell you is that the Maisa Kenisa itself is what will tell me that the mezuzah requires a side to be on. But it's not going to tell me, right? It's not going to tell me which side. That's what it's going to tell me, okay? So that comes to round two. It's a little trickier, okay? So what would you say the second thing is?
So now we got to look at the Maisa and figure out if there's some way that we can distinguish left from right within the Maisa.
Right, so it sounds like this is the part that you have to, like, cringe a little bit with, okay, and kind of take it with a grain of salt. But listen, this is the harder part. That first part doesn't bother me. You're going to have to say something. This is using Darius's favorite word. You got to end up saying that somehow since a Maisa Kenisa is really an experiential idea, they're going to use the normative experiential phenomenon of entering to determine the side of mezuzah goes on. And normally speaking, a guy goes in with his right foot first. Wait, hold on. The reason why I don't feel trapped by that is very simple. Because the Gemara itself senses the problem, you can't go deeper. You know how I know that's true? Because it brings another reason. You understand? The problem with the pasuk idea is that you're going to something external from mezuzah. That's the weakness in it. But when we be svara, it's much easier. It's much easier to be svara. So what's a svara?
Well, they entered in on the right side. That's what happened.
So I have something a little more creative than that. All right, but what is it? I think there's something halachic about the Aram that you can argue is, what do you call it?
It's an indication of the
presence. It could be, what is the Aram share in common with the mezuzah? The presence of the Aram does what to the mikdash? Which means it's the modifier. As a function, it's a modifier. So maybe you could argue mezuzah... Of course it is. What are you talking about? And the same way the Aaron's relationship to the mikdash is to give it a certain chalos, mezuzah does the same thing. No, not like the Aaron. That's not true. No, that doesn't take away from what I'm saying. But there's still two separate manda amars. No, they're two separate memras. So I do believe they work together. Meaning they work together in the sense that each one has a weakness, right?
Right, but by starting off with the right foot first and then building on, here's a pasuk in which. They brought it in through the right side.
But then why not just bring the right? Why not just bring the pasuk in then?
No, they didn't bring it into the right side.
You didn't bring it in. No, the arm was on the right side.
It was on the right side.
Right. So why don't you bring the pasuk then? Right. That's nothing with mezuzah. That's nothing with mezuzah. You have to extrapolate. Right. Right. Exactly. Right. Okay. So now let's cruise back around. Now we're going to come back. Okay. And this is the last point of the sugya. Okay. Now we're going to come back now to the issue of Patsim Echad. Okay, remember, the Gemara deals with this idea, if I have one pillar, right, in a doorway, so to speak, in an opening, I'm Chayv Mezuzah. So Avi, take us home. My Rebbe Meir.
My Rebbe Meir, Kitana Pius, She'en Lo Ela Pitsim Echad.
Patsim Echad. Okay.
Rebbe Meir Mechayev, Mezuzah, Chama Peturin.
Okay, so now we have to erase everything we've learned before. Okay, so remember, so the Gemara comes along and says, if a house has only one, if I see in that doorway, the entrance, one Patsim, right? Ramer says Chayev. Chum say your
Pater. Wait, isn't that
case? As Zev is about to point out, that's just the Havamina of right. The Russia's position. Correct. Okay, go on. Yeah, but now's going to be a reason. We haven't heard the reason yet.
So why does the Rush give it over there?
The Rishonim asked that question. That's why the Rid
didn't like it.
Yeah. Okay. So go on. My time at Rabbanon. Okay, so if you didn't like the last one, you definitely don't like this one. It says mizuzos ksiv. Okay, now what does mizuzos mean?
You need to have two doorposts.
Well, mizuzos literally means plural, right? It means two doorposts. Okay. Okay. So, which would therefore tell you that, which is a very simple way of learning, when the Torah presents the chi of mizuzah, right, the chi of scroll, right, it uses the word mizuzos. So, what is mizuzos defined by? Two doorposts. That's it. It's as simple as that, right? But not Rameir. Rameir says what?
Ani.
Okay, one thing. So the fact that it says mezuzot, right, implies what? I need two to create a chiyuv. Okay? Keep going.
Kishahu, Omer Mizuzos Biparsha Shnia Shain Talmud Lomar Havi Riboy Acher Riboy.
Okay, but now we have a problem. Okay, the problem is that it says Mizuzos twice, right? Two times in the Torah when it refers to the chiyuv of mezuzah, it refers to Mizuzos. So why would I need to say, if we're going to tell me it says Mizuzos once, why does it have to say Mizuzos again? Okay, that's a Riboy, right? Meaning plural. Achariboy. And what do we know?
In Riboy Achariboy, Elo Lamat.
So you can only have, right, the only reason why the Torah would say again Mizuzos is to create a Miyot. And what's the Miyot?
Miyatu Hagasub Lemezuzah.
Achas. Dear Rabbi Shmuel. So that second Miyot's coming to tell you that even one Mizuzah is sufficient, okay? I am not going to take up how Riboy Achariboy works. That's not for this type of Shira, okay? But All the Gemara is saying is that what's Rameir holding? He's saying, oh, the fact that it says mezuzos twice, and we know the general axiom of riboy acha riboy is coming to mayit, so it must be only one is sufficient. And Rabbi Kiva comes along and says, no,
einot zarech, kishehu omer al ha mashko, v'al shei ha mezuzos.
Which is a very much easier way to learn. It says al ha mashko, v'al shtei ha mezuzos. But one second, why would I have to say shtei in front of mezuzos? Now remember, this isn't talking about scrolls, this is talking about blood. Egypt. Remember? Yeah. Putting dam on your okay, keep going. Bina'av. It's a category, okay? Komakom shenar mezuzos eino el achas. Okay, fine. So I don't care about the machlokas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. That's not. Well, I just care about the machlokas Rameir and the Chachamim. Okay, Chachamim come along and say simple reading of the Torah, mezuzos means two. Done. End of story. Right. But Rameir comes along. I don't care how he darshens it out. He says no, mezuzos. I mean, really, the question is on Rabbi Meir. It's just not the simple way of looking at it. Mezuzos means two. Means that's what a doorpost is. That's what a doorway is. So what's the machlokas? Classic machlokas. It's just frustrating that. We have to. There's if I was writing the Gemara, I would have put this earlier. Okay, it's funny to end these. It's right. It's funny to end it this way, but you got to follow the order. So the question is: it's the most basic machlokas possible. Not always. Sometimes. So the question is that the Chachamim say the mezuzos are a chatsa. So they're a chatsa. So anything other than two isn't mezuzos anymore. Whereas the Kohen Rameir, he goes, no, it's a functional idea. That's all the svaras he was saying all along. Every single one of those svaras all traces back to one term, function. Meaning, as long as it functions like a doorway, which is defined by having that one of those pillars, then it's fine. Then it's what do you call it? It's considered a doorway. That sounds mezuzah. Okay?